Good morning. Saturday morning, 3 minutes to nine. Looking out my window, and the skies look very overcast and grey and full of snow. However, the sun is trying to break through. It's dry, which is the most important thing, because I want to go out on the bike, and it's got no mud guards on it, so I don't want to get absolutely soaked, so it's a good day to go out on it. I've got a choice to make between... Sorry, that was breakfast going down. I'm having Rice Krispies for the first time in God knows how long. And so I'm going to take a ride out to the car, ironically, to check the car's all right and see if it'll start over. Been a few weeks. And I'm also going to go to the YMCA in Swad to have a look through their furniture and their stuff. I can't decide which program to use, if I'm going to use RunKeeper Pro, because I can now take photos, which is awesome, or use the other one, which also does some tweeting stuff, which is quite neat, because after so many miles, or whatever tweeting parameters you set, I think you can set variety, like time, distance, all that. It tweets to your Twitter account, but also... It can actually talk back the Twitter responses, which is really neat. So I've set up a separate account for it called Carrera Fit, because I'm going to have a separate account which tweets when I'm on the bike. I'm going to do some interactive experimentation with that, but I need to get my stereo Bluetooth headphones working, charged up, so I can do that. So I'm not really advertising it, telling people about it today. And I've got to do the design up and everything else on the page anyway. But, yeah, I think it'd be a good way of getting me back out there exercising. I'm going to aim for when it's dry to do at least 10 miles a day on the bike. I think that's realistic with racing around. The only problem I've got right now is... I haven't got any money for a chain, and I haven't got money for the mud guards, so, or money for my little bracket for the handlebars for the iPhone. It works out altogether about 100 quid, all of that, so got to wait for a while. But, like I say, mud guards don't need those today. But I'm well chuffed about the bike. It's really, really fast. It's really good to have some sort of mobility again. I mean, I could go on the bus, but even that was a pain. By the way, great application, Next Bus iPhone app. Gives you these little marker pins as to bus stops nearby, and it gives you the routes, and you can save them as favourites. Well, cool. Well, I can't remember now. I'm sure there was something factual-based that I was going to talk about. I guess I can talk about the Amazon debacle a little bit. Amazon, some of them you might know, but I store a development that I've been working on since the beginning of time called Responder. And they have been trying to charge me to a card for the last year, and where I thought they might have suspended it, they haven't. And so I've just sort of left it going. And then the other day, I was concerned after receiving finally an email from Amazon that they were going to shut it down, suspend it. So the email led me to believe that we had to pay 1 month. And we paid the 1 month. And they took over $700-800 from a client's account, which was a big deal. Luckily, they fixed it. And luckily, through some fantastic friends and support, we managed to get things sorted out. It's not the best way to wake up on Bank Holiday Friday with your daughter, but hey, shit happens and you have to deal with the punches. I'm going to go out now. I'm going to go and thrash myself on this bike. And we'll probably look down at the thing and it'll say, you've done 1 mile. I'll be gutted, but I'm going to do my best to see if I can get 10 plus miles today and see what that feels like. I'll see you in a bit.